Who's doing this now? Who's doing what? Am I doing? Broden's doing the tease. Mark's doing the intro. No.
Yeah.
Mark's doing. Who? I did the tease, so Mark's doing the tease.
I'm doing the tease. Broden's doing the intro.
Yeah.
Someone just pitch what the tease is to me again.
So it's this week coming up.
Keep all this in.
I've got here this week on the Auntie Donna podcast or coming up on the Auntie Donna podcast.
Yeah. Okay, great.
You've been doing it perfectly though, Mark.
No, I love the double welcome. It makes people feel very comfortable.
Great. All right. We ready?
No.
Yes, we're doing it. We're using all of this.
Yeah. This week, coming up on the Auntie Donna podcast, we ate some food. We try another food, I guess. Broden eats it, Zach eats it, Mark eats it, Tom says some stuff about it. Now we go to Broden with the intro. You listen to the Auntie Donna podcast, the greatest fucking.
Hello and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast, a new 15-part Patreon Auntie Donna Club exclusive podcast where we each week, the three performing members of Auntie Donna all try a new book that Thomas bought for us. But the twist is we recorded all 15 episodes in one day, so we might get a bit sick of food by the end of it. Tom, what are we trying this week?
Okay, so this week we're finally getting into what I would describe as Christmas territory. We have got the plum pudding, a traditional steamed plum pudding. Now you don't have to wait for Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
No theatre!
No
theatre!
Look at that. Look at that fucking shiny lump.
No theatre!
No theatre with the plum pudding.
Look at this pudding! Oh, that's the funniest video.
This
ever.
Is the closest to the Christmas pud.
It is the closest to the Christmas pud.
A plum pudding is essentially.
And
Christmas
doesn't it smell? Oh, smell like it.
Oh, now okay. Now we want to talk about brandy.
Christmas.
We want to talk about a brandy smell. This has brandy written all over it, and that very saccharine-y, raisiny. Thing going on. Obviously it's plum, but it's some sort of dried plum.
Can I tell you where I'm transported to right now?
Talk to me.
Right now I'm in the Bottle-O in my industrial rural hometown. I'm 15 years old. I'm hoping that they won't ask for my ID, and I'm picking out the cheapest fucking spirit on the shelf. This is like a $8 port. And I'm thinking about how I'm gonna just fucking destroy myself at
this
maybe
is a Christmas
like
pudding.
17.
This is a Christmas pudding.
And it's a little cheap on the pud on
if
the.
You are looking, if you are looking for a Christmas pudding in June, get this.
Well, let's try it first. Let's not fucking push that.
Zach looks like he's about to unleash some mean leg spin down the pitch with the way he's
cricket
boy.
Look at that cricket ball.
Look at his bump.
Please, for the love of God, can we get this over with?
All right, let's get eaten. Put. Auntie Betty's is a New Zealand company that do shit puts by the sound of it.
You didn't plan, did you, cunt?
No, I've run out of shit on the website.
Look up,
to say,
plum. Maybe, plum pudding. Give us a plum
pudding.
Fact.
Alright, I'll look up a plum pudding. Plum pudding. Oh, I'm just getting recipes. Christmas pudding, also known as plum pudding. It became.
What? What happened, Tom?
Tom, what happened?
Tom?
Christmas pudding is a type of pudding traditionally served as part of the Christmas dinner in Britain, Ireland, and in other countries where it has been brought by British and Irish immigrants.
What happened there, Tom?
I lost confidence.
In what?
That's okay.
Nothing changed.
Yeah. That's okay, Tom. Tom, the structures are here to fall apart, you know. If we're having a bad one, that's good. The audience likes that. They want to see us suffer. Hey, this wasn't bad. This wasn't bad.
Do you want to hear the heading of my thesis?
I'd love to.
Finally, some root.
Finally something just a little bit different. Finally something that wasn't just budgie cake and goo goo sauce.
Yeah.
This is where a shelf stable would. This is the space it needs to live in.
Mm.
Budgie cake and goo goo sauce.
Every put's been that.
They need. Aunt Betty needs to do something about that alcohol.
Do you think it's part of the preservative, Zach?
Yeah.
I reckon it needs to be
high in something to get cut through.
Yeah.
Finally, some budgie cake and goo goo sauce.
Oh, it's Look. Does this pud need... I can't wait to find out what it can be paired with. My guess is some sort of custard, something quite liquidy, something not that thick, but something that's going to add a lot of moisture. Because it was
double
quite,
cream.
Well, you love the fucking right. Double cream.
Are you ready for the big reveal, Mark?
Yeah.
Awfully good with brandy custard. AU only.
Yeah, there you go. Of course.
I think this is anything gooey. I'm seeing like at a fundamental point, these gooey kind of things just aren't like, if you want goo, if you want a gooey, saucy pud, go to the fridge section, go to the freezer section. If you're going to the shelf section, go for a dried fruit. Dry pudding. This very recipe was invented for shelf stability. This is where Auntie Betty really shines.
You've got to approach the shelf bought puds with a, I am going to add my own gooiness. You can't, you've got to approach it with that attitude.
What is
you
good?
Can't
what
be walking good, into the shelf bought pud situation hoping you're going to get the moistness and the gooiness that you're praying for. It's not going to happen. Buy
goo
a dry pud.
Dairy.
Add the goo.
Goo is dairy. Goo is egg. Remember that. That's always been a fundamental of the Auntie Donna podcast.
Podcast.
Goo is egg.
The podcast.
Goo is egg. Goo is milk. Goo is egg. Goo is milk. Yeah. What are two things that don't really do that well on a shelf? Egg and milk.
Aunt
Betty, stick to your fucking lane.
This is
what we're talking about.
This is what we're talking about. Look, having said that, I don't think this is a great pud.
No.
I think, you know, but the thing that's holding it back mostly is it's on the dry side. The fruit in there is okay. I would give the fruit a 2 out of 5 dry fruit for the dry fruit itself. The cake is the same cake we've been experiencing.
My tummy's making rumbling noises.
Oh, my asshole is twitching. It's going like,
there's no way. There's no way the food doesn't flow that quick.
It's not about that. It's about what I had last night. Yeah, this stimulating that, right?
Yeah, I understand.
I think I'm going to, if I don't vomit by the end of today, and if I do, I've planned, I'm going to take my phone, I'm going to film myself vomiting, so then we've got a little bit of extra content.
Good content.
Oh, yeah, sure everything would love that.
All right, Jake Paul. All right.
If I don't vomit, I'll be very, very surprised. Oh, my God. What were your thoughts on the pud itself? Was it a good pud for you, Broden?
I've had Christmas puds that taste like that before.
Yeah.
Which is sad. When you're at Christmas time, you go to the shops and buy puds, a lot of them fucking taste like that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm having some fucking awful aftertaste fucking at the moment, though.
Whether if this is a successful enough series, if there's enough call for it, and we do a season two, I think it will be a Christmas pud season two.
Yeah.
And I would actually really like to bring this back to compare it to some of those seasonal Christmas puds. This is the only plum pudding you can get all year round.
I'd love to see a fresh Christmas pud put up against this.
Of the Aunt Betty staple, though, this is far and away easily the best of the Aunt Betty's. It's the only one that, for me, works. Is it great? No. Is it good? But it's the only one that works.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I would put this one up there with the caramel one for me in terms of edibility, but with a custard, either a vanilla bean custard or a brandy cream custard, I think this has the potential to go as high as well. I'll talk about that when I'm giving my rating.
Can I just say something? A few weeks ago, Broden, like an hour ago.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, Broden, when we were talking about the first Aunt Betty Steamy Pud, at the start of Aunt Betty Steamy Pud Bunt, you said, "Would you put this in your knapsack, take it camping with you?" This is the first pud where I'd go, "Yeah." Yeah, if I wanted some pud, if I was camping at Christmas, yeah, I'd chuck a couple of these in the knapsack for the camping trip.
I'm losing vision, I think.
Do you know what I will say? Do you know what award Aunt Betty's wins? Prolific.
Crumb.
Yeah, there's like fucking 50 flavors.
The Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
I mean, yeah, it costs a lot to
get
not
actor,
shit
it's a pudding.
But if it wins an award, it's the award for the Arnie Donna Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. It's Tucci v. Aunt Betty.
All right, guys, I'm going to guess that the mouthfeel was quite dry.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, it was moist.
No, not for me. It was quite moist.
These guys are going to go to fucking punches in a second.
It was pretty dry for me. It was pretty dry for me. It required some sort of something to up that.
Sauce to pud ratio, well, there was no sauce, I did not provide you guys with brandy cream. You had the option to go out and source your own custard or cream, but you have all elected not to.
We chose not to, that's on us.
Can we do a month of accompaniments without any pud? Just trying custards.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Just trying custards. Yeah, just like a spoonful of custard.
Yeah, and some yogurt. Sweetness, I imagine, would be like a 6 out of 10, and fruitiness can probably compare to the others, maybe an 8 or a 9 out of 10.
Probably more like a 5 on the fruitiness.
Yeah, I would agree there, because it's a dry fruit.
I said at the top, finally some fruit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, actually, probably 6. 6 or 7.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the spice? Are you getting spice in there? Were you getting cinnamons and...
I wasn't really.
Yeah, okay.
But look, that might just be me. I wasn't getting a lot of spice.
Yes.
Mark's starting to do some really out there shit, and I'm worried about he's saying stuff like there was no spice and
for me.
I didn't swallow it, but I know the experience. Like, I'm worried, you know what I mean?
Alright, I'll try again. A little while since I've tried it.
Bit of cinnamon.
Okay, he really
I'll give you a little bit of spice. I'll give you a little bit of spice. Absolutely.
Because that's important as well. All right, guys, let's go around and give our final pud thoughts and give a rating out of 5 puds, starting with Mark this week.
This pud, I would put it equal top, equal best pud I've had from Auntie Betty's with the caramel pud.
Goodness.
I would say it is a 1 pud out of 5 puds, same as the caramel, but it has the potential to be a 2-star pud. A 2-pud with the addition of some sort of brandy custard or vanilla bean custard. That could really make this a pretty enjoyable pud.
So for me, now that I know we can give a less than more than addition to our numbers. last week, of course, Mark gave something less than 0. I'm going to give this a less than 1.5. So it puts it above...
Whose novel is that named after?
My novel, I wrote it. No, I give this a 1.5, which is tough because that puts it right there with the Cadbury Caramello. But I think that's fair. I think that's fair. You know, the Cadbury Caramello, what it has for being frozen, it had a moistness, it had certain things. This is on par. Like, it has the limitations of shelf life, but this is the best of the shelf life, if that makes sense. This is the best of the shelf. And, I give this 1.5 puds. A controversial opinion, I'm sure. I think we're going to see some pushback over the week on the Patreon comment section. We're going to see some pushback, and I'm comfortable to hold ground and give this a 1.5 puds.
Bro Dizzle.
What can I say about this, apart from 5 puds?
Well, yeah, that's, I guess that's what someone who thinks this whole thing's a fucking joke would say.
It's a fucking joke. You're taking poo serious.
I don't think it's a joke. I'm taking it more serious than some people.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
At least I've given numbers every time.
Yeah, that's true.
I gave one put a novel. I gave one put the title of a novel, and all of a sudden, I'm the fucking villain.
I just think, Mark, you know, there was so much warning when you gave that first zero. There was so much conversation. There was so much space to go, you know what? Yeah, let's up this to a half. Broden pulled you aside. He said, hey, are you sure you want to give out that zero so early? I said, you know what? I think zero is a very harsh score. You made your choice, and now you've got to deal with the fact that you've got two zeros with the same, with a different letter.
My heart is too full to give out anything less than five. I'm a beautiful, loving man.
Yeah.
Although you are saying whether you like it or not, so like people are just gonna wipe the five from
it
the
would
record
be,
and just listen.
It'd be pretty
to
easy to figure out what your puds out of pud were.
Yeah,
like you're not hiding that much.
Okay, Broden doesn't give a push.
History
score.
Will remember me as the five star guy.
They will.
To comment on the two zeros, if I could.
Yeah, right. I don't care.
There's
I
a
really
zero.
Don't care.
There's
you
a zero.
Whatever you want with the scores, man. I really there's don't a care. Zero. I need to be very
the
clear.
Chocolate. Well, I need to be clear now. The chocolate. Was a zero. I ate that? No, that's a zero. I don't want to eat that anymore. I couldn't eat that anymore. No, thank you. That's a zero. The golden syrup was, this is inedible. It's such a low zero. Mm. The first one is like a, oh no, that's a zero. This one was a, oh, what? I can't. I wish there was lower. I'm fine not to be able to give it lower. I wish there was lower than zero because it's on that level of zero.
So I guess they're both. They both have. Your score is like an addition score. You're adding for everything that's good. So you can have a zero that. You can have a zero that doesn't offend you, and you can have a zero that offends you. Because
thank
it's
you
about
so much for understanding my
your PUD rating is about it's a positive PUD rating, whereas I think I'm really, unless I'm at the two and a half, probably the two mark, I'm just not going to come back to that PUD, you know.
I think that's fair.
I get that. We all have different opinions, and that's what makes Pudians. The PUD community so vibrant. Yeah, PUD-pinions, PUD-pudgeons. We all have different opinions, and that will make the PUD community so PUD. It's a PUD community, and that's why we're good PUD.
How many more PUDs are there?
There's so many. Plus, we've got to do a couple of two-parters because we didn't get enough PUDs. Yeah, man.
As long as I got that many PUDs.
I got 14 PUDs.
I got all them PUDs.
Yeah, Broden has every PUD. He's the only one.
But we keep
no, Broden doesn't have the vegan PUD.
Yeah, you got the vegan PUD, didn't you?
Broden got the vegan PUD?
You got the vegan PUD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Broden has 15 PUDs. I have 14 PUDs. Do you only have 13 PUDs, Zach?
I don't know.
No, he had the creme brulee.
You had 14. Yeah,
if you count the creme brulee, it's 14. But if Broden has 14 PUDs, we do need to do a two-parter.
Broden has 15.
But let's make it seem like we did it on purpose.
Broden has 15 PUDs.
How many PUDs do you have, Broden?
15.
15.
15?
Broden has 15 PUDs. He got a creme brulee, but he has 15 things to try. No two-parters.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to piss myself.
Guys, see you PUD week.
Wow, what a great PUD month this was. Arnie Betty's.
No, we've still got one more. Next week, we got the...
Oh, God.
Epic finale.
There's three more of these.
There's five Fridays in October. So next week, the epic finale of the Aunt Betty's Steamy PUD month.